Hi folks, this is your Dispatch Riders podcast, a series bringing you exciting and enthralling Indian war stories. Stories about great Indian battles, stories about incidents that happened during wartime, and finally stories about the brave men and great leaders of the Indian Armed Forces. Stay tuned with me. Welcome folks, in today's episode of the Dispatch Rider podcast, I will talk about the saga of the Haji Pir Pass. The capture of the Haji Pir Pass by the Indian Army during the 1961 India-Pakistan War is a saga of guts and glory. In a bold and daring military operation, the Haji Pir Pass, a strategically important feature under the control of Pakistan, was captured by the 1 Parachute Regiment of the Indian Army. This was a huge setback for Pakistan. Pakistan was humiliated to such an extent that it was forced to change its narrative about the war. What was being called a war waged for the liberation of Kashmir was later reasoned as the war necessitated for the defense of Pakistan. Stay on with me for the rest of the story. Welcome back folks. Let me first explain to you the strategic importance of the Haji Pir Pass. The Haji Pir Pass, currently in Pakistan-occupied Kashmir, is located at a height of 8,500 feet on the western fringe of the Pir Panjal range of mountains. This mountain range separates the Jammu region from the Kashmir Valley. The pass connects Srinagar to Jammu via the Uri-Punch-Rajouri route. Ingress by the enemy from the Pakistani side through this pass can mean entry into the Kashmir Valley, the likelihood of control of Jammu, and cutting off Jammu from the rest of Kashmir. The pass is also the ingress route of Pakistani trained militants into the Kashmir Valley and the Poonch and Rajouri districts. Had this pass been in India, the distance between Jammu and Srinagar would have been reduced drastically, resulting in significant military and economic benefits. On the other hand, one of the high priority objectives of the Indian Armed Forces in a conventional war with Pakistan would be the capture of this pass, as this would provide access into Pakistan-occupied Kashmir. The capture of this pass in 1947-48 by Pakistan, along with about 78,000 square kilometers of Kashmir, was a huge setback to India. In 1964, when the Chinese Premier Zhou Enlai visited Pakistan, he suggested to Pakistani President Ayub Khan that Pakistan should prepare for a long-term, low-intensity conflict by raising a militia force to act behind enemy lines. In this context, the loss of Haji Pir Pass to India in 1965 was a huge setback to Pakistan's morale. Next, I will take you through Operation Gibraltar, which was an unprovoked aggression by Pakistan in 1965. In 1965, Pakistan's aim was to liberate Kashmir with a three-phase plan. The first phase was infiltration of heavily armed soldiers into Kashmir who were disguised as Razakars or tribal volunteers. In the second phase, these soldiers were to mingle with the local population and incite a statewide revolt against India by appealing to the religious sentiments of the majority Muslim population. In the third phase, the infiltrators were to work in tandem with the locals and attack military posts, destroying defense installations, cutting off communication lines, thus forcing the Indian Army to leave Kashmir. The plan was a repeat of the attempt made in 1947 to liberate Kashmir. The only difference was that in 1947 the attack on Kashmir was disguised as a tribal invasion. In 1965, the aim was to make it appear as a local uprising. Pakistan did not learn its lesson in 1947 and made the same blunder in 1965. In both cases, Pakistan underestimated the nationalistic feelings of the Kashmiris, who simply refused to cooperate with the Pakistani soldiers to revolt against their own motherland. During the 1965 war with Pakistan, the Indian Army decided to capture the Haji Pir Pass to block the ingress of the enemy into JNK. The pass itself, as also the approaches to it, was heavily guarded by the Pakistan Army. The forward enemy positions were located at Sunk, Sawanpatri and Ladiwali Gali. The Indian Army's 68th Infantry Brigade was tasked to capture the Haji Pir Pass. The plan was to be executed in two phases. In the first phase, one parachute regiment was to capture Sunk, Sawanpatri and Ladiwali Gali. Once these areas were cleared of enemy presence, another battalion of the brigade was to capture the Haji Pir Pass. The task ahead of the one parachute regiment was tough. They had an uphill climb and were exposed all along the way to the enemy, who were well entrenched in fortified posts. Their first attack on Sunk was unsuccessful and resulted in 18 of their men killed. Rather than being demoralized, the battalion came back with renewed determination and attacked Sunk with such fury that the Pakistanis were convinced that they would not survive the onslaught and chose to retreat. Sawanpatri and Ladiwali Gali also fell soon after. The one parachute regiment could have stayed put at the captured posts. However, other posts at Rustam and Badori were still being held by the enemy despite several attacks by other units of the brigade. At this stage, the second in command of the paras, Major Ranjit Singh Dayal, volunteered to lead his troops to capture the Haji Pir Pass. Dayal and his men moved speedily through the Hyderabadi Nala but came under heavy enemy fire. As luck would have it, two incidents were to change their fate. First, the weather worsened and there was heavy rainfall, making it virtually impossible for the enemy to spot the Indians. Second, Major Dayal and his team accidentally stumbled upon a hut full of Pakistani soldiers who surrendered and were disarmed. Major Dayal hit upon the idea to gainfully utilize the captured soldiers by using them to carry their battle loads uphill. This sped up the advance of Dayal's team to considerable extent. When Major Dayal and his men reached the pass, they took the Pakistanis guarding the pass by complete surprise. There was a brief fight, after which the Pakistanis fled in total confusion. The Haji Pir Pass had been captured. What was commendable about this operation was the sheer doggedness and determination shown by Major Ranjit Singh Dayal and his men, who marched on for 3 days continuously without rest or proper food and continuously fought the enemy as they kept coming under fire. The Pakistani defense of the Haji Pir Pass was considered so impregnable that Pakistan refused to accept its loss until journalists visited the site and revealed the truth. For his personal courage and daring leadership in this operation, Major Ranjit Singh Dayal was awarded the Mahavir Chakra. Considering the strategic importance of the Haji Pir Pass, India's decision to hand it back to Pakistan as part of the Tashkent Agreement following the ceasefire was considered by many as a political blunder. The reasons and logic underlying this decision are many. However, the fact remains that at that time and moment, the capture of the pass resulted in huge setbacks to Pakistan in the war, not to mention the humiliation. So that was the story of the Haji Pir Pass. I hope you enjoyed listening to it. I'll be back once again with yet another episode. Don't forget to tune in. Till then, this is your dispatch rider signing off. Bye for now.